This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Center for Astrophysics. For the full show and archives, visit jodcast.net.
In the news this month, the slowest spinning pulsar ever discovered, elusive dust clouds around the Earth finally detected, and the Hubble Space Telescope returns. First up in the news, an international team of astronomers led by Chia Min Tan, a doctoral student at our very own Jodrell Bank Center for Astrophysics, has discovered the slowest spinning pulsar ever. The team, also comprised of astronomers at the Netherlands Institute for Radio Astronomy, also known as ASTRON, and the University of Amsterdam. Pulsars are rapidly spinning neutron stars, which are basically the collapsed cores of massive stars that have undergone supernova explosion. They are extremely dense and are also highly magnetized, as a result of which, the spinning of the neutron star leads to generation of electromagnetic radiation. This radiation manifests itself in the form of beams emanating from the magnetic poles of the pulsars. Similar to a lighthouse, the beams from a pulsar flash consistently and can only be observed if the radio emission from the beam is facing the Earth. While the fastest spinning pulsar ever discovered rotates once every 1.4 milliseconds, meaning 716 times per second, the slowest pulsar known until this discovery rotates every 8.5 seconds. This record has now been broken by the recently discovered radio pulsar PSR J0250-5854, whose rotation period has been found to be 23.5 seconds. The pulsar is approximately 14 million years old and is located in the constellation Cassiopeia, around 5,200 light-years away from the Earth. It was discovered as part of the LOFAR Tide Array All-Sky Survey that is searching for pulsars in the northern sky. Generally, pulsars are said to have reached their death line after about 10 to 100 million years when the magnetic mechanism responsible for the pulsar jets shuts down. The newly discovered pulsar is considered to be very unusual because it goes beyond the conventional pulsar death line where the radio emission is expected to cease. A co-author of the study, Dr. Jason Hessels from ASTRON at the University of Amsterdam, says, "This discovery was completely unexpected. We're still a bit shocked that a pulsar can spin so slowly and still create radio pulses. Apparently, radio pulsars can be slower than we expected. This challenges and informs our theories for how pulsars shine." The team plans to further study the pulsar with the European Space Agency's XMM Newton Space Telescope. Chairman Tan says, "This telescope is designed to detect X-rays. If the super-slow pulsar is detected as a source of X-rays, then this will give important insights into its history and origin." Meanwhile, the team is looking forward to discovering more pulsars with the LOFAR survey. The study can be found in the Astrophysical Journal. In another news, a team of astronomers from Hungary have confirmed the existence of two clouds of dust at gravitationally semi-stable points about 400,000 kilometers from the Earth. The possibility of the existence of these clouds, known as Kordylewski dust clouds, or KDCs, was first discovered by the Polish astronomer Kordylewski in 1961. However, due to their extreme faintness, KDCs remained elusive objects and their existence was doubted by a lot of astronomers all these years. In the new study, the team of astronomers modeled KDCs to understand their formation and detection. The results obtained are consistent with the earliest observations of KDCs made over six decades ago and also match with predictions made by an earlier research by the team. Team member Dr. Judith Slisbalow of the Eötvös-Loránd University commented on the discovery, saying, "KDCs are two of the toughest objects to find, and though they are as close to Earth as the Moon, they are largely overlooked by researchers in astronomy. It is intriguing to confirm that a planet has dusty pseudo-satellites in orbit alongside our lunar neighbor." Two research papers related to the study can be found in the monthly notices of the Royal Astronomical Society. And finally, the Hubble Space Telescope is back in action. The HSP, that has six gyroscopes that help maintaining its orientation during observations, faced a glitch early October after failure of one of the gyroscopes. There was further trouble with the backup gyroscope as well, which was spotted after the rotation rates it measured were found to be higher than the actual ones. This sent the HSP into protective safe mode, putting all science observations on hold. Thankfully, after a series of engineering tests undertaken by the Hubble operating team, the telescope has now returned to normal science operations.